This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader.
Localize It.
Sports Radio 610.
All right, we are live. Brothers in Arms Golf Tournament. Shout out to Patty Smith doing her thing.
Always.
Jeff Bagwell, he's here. I'm looking at Kelvin Sampson. I'm trying not to make eye contact. He's here.
Yeah.
Calvin Murphy, Selvin Young.
Push-ups.
All over the place.
Mm-hmm. Owen Daniels right in front of him.
Larry Durker's there. That looks like about, I'd say, 20 minutes on the elliptical daily.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
He just breaks a little sweat. Yeah, just do his moves thing. Moves on.
Goes and gets his wheat toast and probably like egg white or something
Sage
like that.
Sage Rosenfels sighting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about that?
There we go. So we're at the Brothers in Arms Golf Tournament. I got to ask this question because I think it's safe to say the Texans have the right man in charge when it comes to D'Amico Ryans. I think D'Amico Ryans is the straw that stirs the drink. I think D'Amico Ryans is the culture. Meanwhile, the Houston Astros, they got problems. I'm not in any way, shape, or form saying that this is the only problem that the Astros have or that things would be that much different. But let's be serious. I don't know about this Espada guy.
Well, sure.
I don't know about this fella, man.
No. I think it's – this is a great example of – two things can be true at the same time. Because it is true. I don't know about this Espada guy either. But to say, like, Dusty would have been a big difference with this club, I think it's silly. They're 7-17, bro.
So you don't think that they miss him?
Well, here's the thing. I think they miss him, but I don't think missing him would and bringing him back or having him here now would correlate with this being a winning team. What I'm saying is they're 10 games under 500. How freaking good was Dusty? I mean, because they've only played 24 games. Was he in 24 games? Was he five games better? Could he have gotten them to 500? No. No manager is five games better by himself in a 24-game span. So, yes, you can miss Dusty. And, yes, maybe things would have felt and looked different with Dusty here. But to say, Dusty, you know, the biggest problem is Joe Espada's the manager, and maybe he's not good. I agree with you. But to say, you know, like Dusty would have made that big a difference, the problems with this club, Landry, are a lot more numerous and deeper than Dusty Baker.
My thing is this. I think it's kind of like when people talk about Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, and they're like, well, Bill Belichick never won without Tom Brady, and Tom Brady found a good situation in Tampa Bay. He did his thing. And people ignore that the New England roster was getting older.
Yeah.
It was going to be more difficult to maintain. I think that's where we are with the Astros. I will say this, though. If you had a problem with it, like if you did have an issue with Dusty, and I think the issue was the Maldonado bit for a while and the strange combativeness, you can still hire a worse manager.
Yes.
Like it's not like if like just because like it's not it, it, I was never a Joe Espada guy.
Yeah. No, yeah. I can back you up on that.
He does nothing to motivate me. I think he's just kind of there. And what I think the Astros have done
Yeah.
And it's just a short-term thing. But you remember back in the day when the Raiders, like when Al Davis had like the Raiders doing their thing and the Raiders were really, really good and all that? And then all of a sudden, Al Davis was hiring guys connected to the Raiders. And let's bring this guy in to do this. That's how I look at some of the stuff that's going on with the Strohs.
Yes.
You're keeping faces of the past around, letting them make decisions, and you're bringing guys in just because they were connected. Like, Joe Espada was there, good for him. You think he deserved it, blah, blah, blah. I think you just kind of settled there.
Well, here's another part that I think is problematic for Astros fans who are blaming it all on Joe Espada or missing Dusty Baker to the point that they think he would be a problem. If you're doing one or both of those things, you're kind of ignoring what we've been talking about. There are a lot of problems with this club that go far beyond that. They're 10 games under, man. Dusty Baker would not have made that big a difference. Alex Bregman, yes, he's struggling. When has Alex Bregman not struggled to start a season? I looked it up. I think he's had one season in the last five where he's batted more than 240 in his first 24 games. The offense is fine. The offense is 11th in batting, 11th in home runs, and 9th in team OPS. We'll just get the injuries back. We'll get guys back from injury. Well, I don't know what we've talked about that numerous times. What are you going to really get when you get these guys back? So I think you're ignoring that there are a lot of issues with this club if you're saying, oh, well, Dusty, Miss Dusty, or if you're saying, oh, well, Joe Espada sucks. Yes, those could be true, but those are not the biggest reason this club is where it is.
And I also think there's factors, though, where I'm not going to go Clint Sterner, alpha, all that type of stuff. But I will say there are certain guys that when things aren't going right, for whatever the reason is, that when you see Ime Udoka go up there or you see D'Amico Ryans go up there, you feel like, okay, we're in pretty good hands.
Yeah.
Like we're in pretty good control. And I know baseball managers probably do a little bit less. But when this guy goes up here and he says baseball card and he's like, well, Jose Altuve made two dumb errors and I haven't talked to him yet.
Yes.
Like that to me, that was where I was just kind of like.
And then you have individual meetings with these players.
What is this?
Individual meetings.
What are we doing?
That's junior high stuff, man. How you feeling about things, son? I mean, come on. Joe Espada is a problem. Here's where I'm going to land on this. Joe Espada is a problem. The Astros do miss Dusty Baker.
Yeah.
But neither of those things is why they are where they are.
Yeah, I mean, right? it's just caught up for sure. And I mean, if you're going to tell me Joe Espada or Dusty Baker, I'm not even going to hesitate there. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, I would take Dusty Baker after he drank two bottles of his wine over Joe Espada. I mean, this guy, as soon as I heard him say that Altuve made two base running errors, and he said with a straight face, I haven't talked to him yet.
Yeah.
What are you doing, sir? Yeah. Like, there's not like a, hey, what happened there? He got picked off on third base with two outs as the tying run.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't talk to him?
I mean, that's the first thing you do.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do you need to schedule an individual meeting with them?
Here's the problem. You do that in the dugout. You don't even do that. You don't even wait.
I'm not saying you got to cuss him out or something, but you didn't ask him what was that.
No, you figure it out. figure out what happened.
Talk to him.
Try to explain it. You do that in the dugout. You don't even wait till after the game.
You kidding me? Like, if me and you were on the air right now and one of us lets an F-bomb fly or something like that on the air, you don't think our boss or Figgy's at least going to say, hey, guys, what the hell was that?
They'll come right by in the moment. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Figgy, why was Landry dropping F-bombs? Well, I haven't talked to him yet.
We'll talk about that later.
I don't know. Maybe we'll get to it.
I think part of this is
this guy's not in for it. Man, he's not.
Yeah, I also think not just fans. I think management from Reggie Jackson to Jim Crane to Jeff Bagwell, who we saw a second ago, to all these guys, they just refuse to let go that this could actually be happening. You know,
well,
it is though.
I also think sometimes extreme changes
don't
work out. But I think Dusty would stick his chest out a little bit more with Dana Brown, and we kind of saw it a little bit.
Yeah.
And maybe you try to go the complete opposite where you got just the all shucks type of guy. And, I mean, we saw it with O'Brien to David Culley. There were other instances. Mm-hmm. You go from Bill Parcells to Wade Phillips.
Yeah.
Like in Dallas, that's kind of like the complete 180. I think that's kind of what's happened, too. I don't know that they needed – Dusty, but if we're saying Dusty or Joe Espada, I mean the answer is Dusty every time. Does this guy last more than a year? I mean, I might be getting ahead of myself.
No, you're not, because this is scapegoat time, man.
Because I also think he was kind of a keep the ship righted, and if the ship's not righted, and you don't think that you already have. Yeah. ALCS type of ball club, do you look at this differently?
I would bet on, this year or at the end of the year. Just simply because, like I said, it's hard to let go. You've been the most dominant team in baseball for 7 years, man.
Yeah.
It's hard to acknowledge and admit that these are severe cracks like we've been talking about. It's not just, a Dusty or an Espada problem. It's hard to admit that players are aging and the pitching staff isn't that good anymore and you made some bad decisions in the bullpen. Like the Hader decision is a bad decision. Like, it's just flat out a bad decision, right?
Maybe. I guess. I mean, if you're in this situation, yes.
Yes. And so it's hard to admit all those things. So somebody's got to, what was that movie? I got to arrest somebody. Somebody's got to go to jail.
Yeah. I mean, if you looked at it like David Culley for 1 year of blah, okay. Lovie Smith for 1 year of blah, okay. If you have to build something, no matter where you're starting, you got it takes a certain type of guy. So maybe this is something they're going to have to look at. By the way, you brought this up. What the hell are we going to Mexico for two games against the Rockies
for? I just
wrote
that down. What did Mexico ever do to the MLB? I mean, they're going to send the Rockies, who are one of only two teams that have actually won fewer games than the Astros. They've got 6 wins, and the Astros with 7 wins. To Mexico for a two-game series that counts. By the way, National Treasure was the movie. I got to send somebody to jail.
That was Nicolas Cage, right?
That was Nicolas Cage movie. So they're gonna have to fire somebody, and that somebody's probably gonna be Joe Espada. But what did Mexico do to MLB, man?
No idea.
Yeah.
You gotta start to wonder: does Alex Bregman get traded too? I mean, I don't know. I mean,
Hader. Presley, we're getting near that discussion. As much as I think the Astros are done, and I've on the record with that, I just think they're done. It's not time to totally start doing those moves, but the ones you're going to keep an eye on, Hader, Presley, Bregman, who else?
Hader, Presley,
maybe like a Javier. Someone that could help a team,
Yeah, I don't know if I would trade Javier yet. Who knows? But it sucks. They don't have the right leader. Coming up. Best case, worst case. Two big events for the Texans this week. We got the OG, the world famous John Lopez, best case, worst case game show live from the 4th annual Brothers in Arms Golf Tournament next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.